Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. For the second time this year, IBM offered an early peek at its quarterly results, showing in a surprise announcement that it was prosperous in the third quarter, despite the worsening economic climate. IBM says it earned $2.05 per share in the July-September period, 4 cents higher than the average estimate of analysts. Net income for the period was $2.8 billion, an increase of 20% over the same period last year. Meanwhile, we also have news that the Bush administration is mulling a plan to stabilize hobbled U.S. banks. The government is considering taking ownership stakes in certain U.S. banks as an option for dealing with the severe global credit crisis. Currently, the Dow trading at 93.91. It's up 133 points, while over at the NASDAQ, it's at 17.72, up almost 32 points. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending October 2nd. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 18.8. Next year, 2.0. Corn this year, 37.7. And soybeans this year for the week, 22.1. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Right now we have quiet weather across the Midwest Corn Belt. High pressure is built in. It's cleared the sky out. So after some rain that came through the day before yesterday into yesterday, dry weather has taken over and will take over much of the Corn Belt over the next several days. So fields will get a chance to dry out again, and there will be more harvest progress. That is across most of the Midwest Corn Belt. The only exception will be in the far western sections. It looks like by Sunday, rain will be pushing into South Dakota, Nebraska, southwestern Minnesota, and far western Iowa. So those are areas that will start to turn wet a little sooner. So the chances for getting into the fields there aren't as good, or at least not as long-lasting. So that's the area that will be impacted first by the potential of some rain as early as on the day Sunday. But most of the Midwest Corn Belt should be dry until Sunday. By the way, one model is showing the far western areas. Another model does have more of Iowa, Minnesota, and even central Wisconsin getting some showers on Sunday. But the rain will be holding off to the north and west of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, most of Missouri, on through into Monday. And most of the action will be staying out across western Iowa on westward, and south central Minnesota on westward right through Monday. Now, this area of rain will advance eastward as we go into Tuesday, and may even linger in some eastern areas and southern areas on into Wednesday. Right now, it does not look like this rain is going to be extensive in terms of amounts, but coverage will be pretty good, I think, next week as a cool front comes through. Behind that front, temperatures will cool off a little bit, but from unseasonably warm levels, we're not expecting any bitter cold over the Midwest Corn Belt, and nothing close to freezing over most of the belt. Now, some models indicate showers and thunderstorms becoming a possibility again later next week, and we'll have to monitor that. So there could be another round of showers later next week, but the models are not too good going out more than a week in advance. The model accuracy goes down quite a bit, especially at this time of year. Now, as far as cold weather is concerned, the GFS model, the American GFS model, at about 300 hours, brings a surge of cool air in. That would be on the 21st of October, and whether that pans out or not remains to be seen, but that would be potentially the first chance for some places to get a frost or freeze, and it would not cover the entire Midwest. Now, before that, we are still looking at some really cold air that's going to move into Montana, where there may be a snowstorm over the weekend into early next week, and some of that much colder air will push into the Dakotas, but it looks like freezing conditions are going to stay well west of the main corn and soybean production areas by the time we get to until we get to Tuesday morning. Then the Dakotas and parts of western Minnesota could see temperatures around freezing, but the most of the Corn Belt is going to miss out on that. So we're not looking at frost or freeze being a big deal next week, but some of the extreme northwest production areas of the Corn Belt could be nipped by a frost or freeze next Tuesday morning. But the coverage of that, when you look at the Corn Belt as a whole, is going to be very small. Most of the freezing conditions will stay west and north of the main corn and soybean producing areas. So with that, we'll turn to South America briefly and just tell you that it looks like there will be some showers pushing into the central part of Argentina, and that's where they're growing some wheat now and will be planting some corn soon. So that will be a beneficial situation for the crops there, as Argentina has been rather dry of late. So we're looking at the chance of rain down there basically this weekend into early next week. It looks like the heaviest rain could coming into the central, as I mentioned, central production areas of Argentina. And so the farther south you go or the farther north you go, the lesser the amounts. Looks like hot and dry weather will be setting up across Brazil as we go through the weekend. But Brazil's had better luck with moisture so far in the early spring there than Argentina. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 643 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. Last trade up 11 and a half. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 609 and 3/4, up 1 3/4. Last trade up 11. July, 656 and a half, up a half. Last trade up 11. December corn opened at 426 and a half, down 1. Last trade up 11 and a quarter. July, 466 and a half, up a half. Last trade up 10 and a half. November beans opened at 960, down 4. Last trade up 24 and a half. July opened at 1006, down 5. Last trade up 24 and 3/4. October soybean meal opened at 260, 250, down 120. Last trade down 20. December soybean oil opened at 39.93, up 16. Last trade up 86. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. Had an outside day with a higher close in the corn market yesterday. It's been a while since we've been able to say that. Does it mean anything?
Sure. Even just a daily key reversal looks good. We're still lower on the week, however. But if we get this 7 to 9 cent higher opening again today and can take out the overnight highs that we put in last night, I think we'll continue to see some more speculative buying return to this market. We saw a little bit come in yesterday, so I'd like to see a little bit more. December's high overnight was 439 and a half.
Also helps that the outside markets are a little bit firmer over there in Wall Street now. 102 points up at 93.60. The NASDAQ's up almost 25 and a half points at 1765. As we look at the export sales, we see pretty good export sales for corn. But I do have a small concern that the commitments on the year are down still 366 million bushels.
Yeah, we really are. And I think we can kind of pin that on a stronger dollar and feeling that maybe the stronger dollar won't hang around for too long. One thing, we are seeing a little more strength in this corn basis, especially as you're in areas that there's only a lot of wet corn. I heard out of Blair, Nebraska yesterday, 40 over the Dease futures.
I heard that as well. And what about over on the beans? Is that short covering or something more in anticipation of the report tomorrow?
We have been seeing some short covering going into this report. We'll be 15 to 20 higher again. The crude market's really going to dictate what the bean oil can do. We had strength in the bean meal yesterday, and the beans themselves, bean oil, couldn't do a diddly squat. So I'd like to see this crude market turn up if we're going to see the bean oil.
Yeah, as we look at the November crude right now, it's at 88.75 on my chart. It's down about 22 cents. So
yeah, we're just not doing anything.
Not doing anything in that market. What about over in the wheat?
At the wheat market, we'll be up 10, maybe 10 or 12, something along that line. A weaker dollar here this morning, and we are starting to see more spec interest there. The exports came in, as you indicated earlier in the show, at 18.8 and 2 on the new crop. We're still well behind there, too, compared to a year ago.
Yeah, down 31.6 on the commitments there. What about over at CME Livestock today, please?
Livestock market, I think, is going to be maybe slightly mixed in the cattle market. It was certainly a disappointing cash trade yesterday, pretty good volume. The hog market, I think, will be lower based on lower cash, rising weights. Seasonally, we see weights rise here all the way up through the end of November.
We've got about 20 seconds left. Tomorrow's report, the trade doesn't think much of it, doesn't think it'll have any surprises to you.
I think the surprise will be that there will be a surprise somewhere, and it could come in the supply-demand numbers rather than the crop production numbers. We certainly saw just a slightly lower bean estimate out of the trade. That may be the surprise, too.
Thank you much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, you're listening to WILL 580 AM.